A lot of water is used in Colorado for growing crops and raising livestock. But as the state's urban population grows, cities need more and more of that water. And that's led to calls for farmers to be more efficient. But as KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn reports, efficiency doesn't necessarily mean there's more water to go around.
Until about 10 years ago, rancher Jim Yon would water his hilly hayfield near Sterling by flooding the land. But there was a problem. About half that water didn't even stay on his field.
A lot of it just ran quickly to the bottom and went back to the creek and then went back to the river.
Yon oversees the North Sterling Irrigation District. To get here, you follow the South Platte River out of Denver. As you travel north and east, the warehouses and meatpacking plants along its banks give way to crops.
So it's corn, hay, sugar beets. Those are sugar beets right there.
Flooding is how most farmers out here used to water their fields, and some still do. But in recent years, Yon and most of his neighbors have changed watering strategies.
Now that I have a center pivot sprinkler, I just apply a little bit of water. Really, nothing runs off.
That center pivot sprinkler is a long arm that sits in the middle of the field and rotates around in a giant circle, like the second hand of a clock, sprinkling the crops underneath.
And now, I can give the plant, you know, what it needs at all the locations. And so the alfalfa is better, and I actually use more water.
And there's the catch.
And I actually use more water.
Remember, half the water Yon was entitled to used to run off his field and back to the river. Now, only a trickle runs back off. So by changing how he irrigates, Yon is actually using more water. And that means someone else is getting less.
Conservation is great if you're the upstream user. The downstream user, it's not so good.
That's Larry Frame. He oversees the Julesburg Irrigation District, which is downstream from Jim Yon's property. Frame and I climb into his white pickup truck and drive down a grassy path along the bank of an irrigation ditch to look at his water supply. But first, we have to make it through a wayward herd of cows.
Cattle love to walk in front of you on the ditch bank. For some reason, they'll go for a long ways, like, oh, let's just walk down the ditch bank.
After we nudge the cows out of the way, we come to a creek.
Yeah, let's see if it's got any water in it today. Take a wild guess at how much. In the normal year,
before farmers upstream in North Sterling put in center pivot irrigation,
this probably had, anyway, twice that amount of water in it.
Now, Frame says farmers where he lives, downstream of North Sterling, get about 20% less water. And this unexpected downside of efficiency isn't unique to eastern Colorado.
One farmer's waste, if you will, or unused water, inefficient water, is a downstream farmer's water right.
Regan Wascom directs the Colorado Water Institute at Colorado State University in Fort Collins. He says this happens pretty much everywhere farmers install better irrigation systems.
Strictly going to greater efficiency alone is not going to solve the problems of Colorado water.
In fact, he says if enough farmers change from flood to sprinkler irrigation, there's the potential
to actually increase consumptive use in the basin, and that can cause concern for downstream water rights.
To be clear, no one, not even Larry Frame, whose district is getting less water, is saying farmers should go back to flooding their fields. Sprinkler irrigation improves water quality, increases yields, and saves farmers on labor.
You know, nothing bad against North Sterling for changing everything over to sprinklers. Guys are, you know, doing the best they can with the water they have available, but it does have an effect downstream.
Up in North Sterling, Jim Yon agrees.
It's like pushing a balloon where you push in one side, but it goes out on the other side. So there's always a consequence.
And that's kind of the lesson here. With water in Colorado, when becoming more efficient can actually mean there's less to go around, there just aren't any easy solutions. That's something water planners will have to grapple with as the state's population is forecast to double by 2050. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.